Our epistle for this Feast of All Saints. Take from St. John's Book of the Apocalypse, chapter 7, verses 2 through 12. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel descending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels who had it in their power to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zabulon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 sealed. And after this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palms in their hands. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing round about the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. At that time, Jesus, seeing the crowds, went up the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, and speaking falsely say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I saw a great multitude of which no man could number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. My dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this Feast of All Saints, and we celebrate all the saints in heaven, known and unknown, on the calendar, perhaps known to us only if you have been blessed like my family, who had a special soul given to them, who could never have sinned and died in 1990. Her feast day is today, as well as the so many others that we don't know about, but we celebrate them all. We don't just celebrate them. We pray to them. And we take the moment to remember what it is that we are called to do. We are called to be saints. Everyone in this chapel, everyone in the hearing of this sermon, you are called to be a saint. What does that mean? Well, it means we have a free will and we have to use it. We have to choose. There's a choice we have to make. A no choice is a bad choice. What is it that we have to choose? Well, there's only one way to become a saint. And that one way is God's way. When the apostles went to our Lord and asked him to teach them to pray, he taught them. One of the very first things in that prayer was, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Oftentimes when we hear of the great saints, perhaps we think it's unreachable. I can never become a saint. Not true. Every man has the necessary grace to save their souls. But we have to remember that no man becomes a saint by himself. And you don't become a saint because you do great things. You may be called to do great things, but that's not why you become a saint. You become a saint for doing everything for the great reason of the honor and glory of God. For the great reason of the love of God. And every man can make that choice. That's why in school here, when we get going with our school day, we teach you how to make the morning offering. You offer your day to God. This concept, portrayed by many of the saints, but I think we could highlight it in the life of St. Teresa, or with the life of St. Teresa, where she did the little things for the great reason of the love of God. And we need to as well, if we want to become a saint. And we can. It just takes a daily effort to do so. Because once we start doing it, then we start seeing that doesn't belong there, and that doesn't belong there, and I need to do this, and I can't do that. If our heart is true, and our intention is pure. So on this Feast of All Saints, as we celebrate their feast day, you know, one thing about feast days and saints, when their feast day comes up, you know what they do? They wait. They wait. You know what they wait for? Petitions. On feast days of saints, they're able to give us graces that they not normally would give, but because it's their feast day. What about today? It's the feast day of all saints. What are you going to ask them? Are you going to ask them for the help to become a saint? You're going to ask them to help you with your struggles and your weaknesses? Are you going to help them? Are you going to ask them to help you pass this test called life so that one day you can be among their number in heaven before the Lamb and before the throne praising God? Yes, I think that's a good petition. I think that's a good prayer. And I think we should all ask for what we stand in need of, not just for ourselves. Let's ask for our families and for our friends, for our country and for the world. So many people have need of graces, but nobody prays for them. Won't we? When we pray to them, to those who wait to hear our petitions on this, their feast day, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.